podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy got a lot of grief on the show for a long time about his crying. Legendary was the story of his wedding.
It was,
straight. He and Nicole, like, bawled their eyes out for the whole ceremony.
The
ugly,
whole thing.
Ugly cry.
It was. To the
ugly
point cry. That it was uncomfortable for many of us in the audience.
Try standing up there.
Yeah.
It was really bad. I think, you know, having kids and just dealing with kids situations, and I just feel like I've been hardened. I haven't really cried much lately. I can't really think of a time. Well, I cried this weekend, but it was over a war documentary.
That is so you. Really? I cried at a war documentary.
CNN has this thing that they talk about the 60s and the 70s, and they had an episode on about the 70s and the POWs coming home from Vietnam, and they had them all coming off the planes and all the video footage. And
I can see how that would be
moving.
I'm
standing there watching it with my arms crossed, and Nicole's like, you know, tell me a little bit about this. And I started to, and I just, as I started telling her about
opened up, huh?
Man, I was just pouring tears down my face because it was such a powerful little documentary I was watching. But besides Vietnam, I don't think I have cried much at all in the past 4 years.
I think you use your power now to make other people cry and
could be.
And keep yourself
could
shut
be.
Off from any emotion that would make you a little moist.
She has I think a point, I agree with you. Know? Yeah.
I tried to think about, for me, crying has always been related to relationships, you know?
I can't even imagine you crying. I can't even, like, even if it was like if you stubbed your toe.
I'll tell you two things. I'll tell you the situation with the relationship. And then the second thing I'll tell you is the last time I cried.
Okay.
Which is more recent than you think.
Okay.
But for relationships, it's usually I'm pretty good at that. But there was one relationship I had over the last 15 years or so.
Yeah. What was her name?
That drew tears from me more than any other person ever.
Oh, that's too bad.
No,
did she hit you a lot? Like,
was it an abusive relationship?
Shut up, Emily. No. And it was funny because I don't know what it was about that one relationship that would push my buttons, but I mean, it brought tears several times in front of her too, which I hated. I was like, oh, I can't be that guy.
You're
I don't
an ugly
be that
crier
guy.
Too.
God, why was it before the time of cell phones? I would love a picture of that.
Right. But the last time I cried was just a couple of weeks ago, and it came from writing a blog post. Because I wrote this blog post called Disappoint Your Parents. And there was stuff in there where I needed a picture because I like to put, you know, good photos in my blog post. And I went down and I found in a closet in my basement, I have my dad's Air Force uniform. It's still in a dry cleaning bag. You know, my dad passed away about 11, almost 12 years ago. And it's in a dry cleaning bag, one of those see-through dry cleaning bags. And it's his uniform with his little name thing on there, you know, and the ribbons that he won and, you know, his stripes on the sleeve and all of that. And
military.
I
was looking at that.
I
was like, oh my God. And I started welling up and at least one tear came down my face before I wiped it away. I was like, I'm not going to cry.
You're not welcome here.
A single tear.
So that was my last time. What about you, Jeremy?
I told you the Vietnam thing. It was this last Saturday.
I asked Gentleman Caller this morning, honey, when was the last time you cried? Because he is... like you, Dom, he is just a brick wall of emotionless man. And he shocked me, actually. He said, Sunday. And I said, just this past Sunday?
What?
He said, yeah. You guys, we were watching Ghost.
No, you were
we
not.
We sure were. He was just sitting on the couch, like, farting around on, like, his little pad work, you know, whatever the tablet crap thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was just like playing games, but no, he, and I was like really into it. And so of course he was kind of like looking up and he was checking out the movie. And then at the end, when the light comes down and she says, Sam, you know, I can hear you.
I haven't seen
you.
The movie. Don't spoil it.
Oh, it's time,
too
Sam.
<soon.
laughs> It's time. I'm going to miss you, Oda Mae. Oh God. I can't
and
even talk about
huh?
it now. And but then I said, okay, so Patrick Swayze made you cry. He makes everybody cry. How about before then? He said, oh hell, I don't know. He's like, not pure emotion makes him cry, but Whoopi Goldberg makes him cry.
Do you find men crying attractive?
I don't know about attractive, but I think it's healthy.
My wife, sweet little knickknack, says that is one of the most attractive things to her is when a man wells up and starts crying. And she gave, you'd have to know my family. I come from a family of men, you know, gun-toting Republican, hunting. My dad was a firefighter. My uncle was a Denver SWAT, you know, like tough dudes. But yeah, like when Lila was born and we showed her to my uncle for the first time, I mean, just welled up crying. And she thinks that's just the sweetest, most attractive thing is when a guy cries and shows his emotions.
I see what she's saying. And yeah, totally.
Because but it's not every woman. And I can tell you from experience that some are just like Knick Knack.
Yeah.
And they love that. And mm-hmm. some can't stand
no,
it.
Well, if it happens 3-4 times a week, yeah.
Right, I can see that. No,
plug
I could
it up, Nancy boy.
That. I can see that.
Wait, did you not cry when Lila was born? It was a pretty serious situation. It was an emergency C-section.
I didn't. I didn't cry during the C-section and all that. I cried
when you
during
held
Reed.
Your daughter for
yeah,
the first
I didn't.
Time.
There was times in the hospital where I welled up.
The
yeah.
most I've ever cried in my life was when my
birth.
Son was born mm-hmm. because I lost it. First of all, I was a very young father. It was a tough situation too
oh,
because he was
crap.
A C-section also. Yeah, and it was so overwhelming that in the hospital, I just lost it.
Yeah.
And there was a nurse who was there with me saying, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I was like, oh my God, to be this young and have your life turn around.
I could see that. You were freaked out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's yeah. like, boom, you're suddenly an adult.
Yep.
Jeremy was taking selfies I mean, when I was Nicole like, was getting a C-section.
I was holding up the placenta. I was like, yeah, it's okay.
Look at how cool this is, you guys.
Yeah, but it's different because you're like 34 years old at the time. I was 11. So.
You started way early. Holy
yeah.
cow.
Like, oh my God.
I just want to go to recess.
Should we ask guys the last time they cried?
Yes. Be honest with it.
Yeah, come on, dude.
I know how guys are like, I'm not going to call and talk about that. How old are you, Blair?
I'm 26.
When's the last time you cried?
I cried when I got married, actually, right in the middle of my vows.
That happens, man.
It's a powerful moment.
So really, if it's done right, it's a really powerful moment.
This is forever, oh God.
It's forever, Blair. Forever and ever.
How long ago was this?
This was 2 weekends ago on August 1st.
Oh my goodness, you are a newlywed.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. And I was actually reciting a children's nursery rhyme for my vows, and I got about like 3 lines into it before I just broke down. I was like, I can't even finish it. But I managed to rhyme at the very end.
Now, it's incumbent upon me to ask you which nursery rhyme was a part of your vows.
It was the first book that my now wife gave to me. It's called Personal Penguin.
I got to hear it. Do you know
okay,
what you said?
Can you still recite some of it for us?
Yeah, I'll see if I can't get any further than I did at the wedding.
Okay, let's hear it.
Grab some tissues.
Do you
buddy.
Need music for this, or are you okay without music?
I think I'm okay without music.
All right, go ahead. The Personal Penguin by Blair.
I want to be your personal penguin. I want to go wherever you are. I want to be your personal penguin. That's about as far as I got.
Something about traveling far and wide. Hold on, I have a video here.
So it's not, is it a song or a nursery rhyme?
It's both. It was actually turned into a song later after the book was written.
Aww. Did you That's sing pretty cute. This during the ceremony?
I tried to.
Okay. And what was your wife's reaction to all of this?
Well, there was a couple friends of ours that knew the nursery rhyme, and so they started crying, and then she rolled her eyes at me.
Okay, that's what I was
thinking probably
you
happened.
You know, out of love, though.
That
kind of
is
going to be a good setup for the note I'm going to read from Kristen in just a few minutes. But
he's doing it. He's going through with this.
Did you have tissues in your pocket? Did you think that you would get weepy? Were you prepared?
Penguins don't have pockets.
That's a kangaroo.
No, but the maid of honor came prepared, so she actually handed
Did your wife know you were going to be doing Personal Penguin, or did you just spring that on her?
We kept our vows a secret, so it was a bit of a spring.
I like you a lot. You're funny and kind, so let me explain what I have in mind.
Penguin's made for life, though, right?
I've never heard of Personal Penguin. Listen, Blair, thank you for coming forth and sharing this with our listeners. You're a very brave man.
Well, thank you very much.
You have a great day, okay?
You too, guys.
Okay.
Bye, sissy.
No.
It's a penguin and a big old hippo. This is actually...
What did
I
you just call
cry.
His wife?
I may cry.
Here's Tom on the line. Hello, Tom.
How you guys doing?
We're all great. So when's the last time you cried?
About a week and a half ago.
What happened a week and a half ago? Was it a movie?
No, actually, I was searching the Andy Grammer song there, and then I saw another video on YouTube that was talking about a soldier coming home. So I started watching a couple of those, and then I came upon a commercial for Duracell. And I think she's loading it, but it's basically you see a guy sitting in Afghanistan putting some batteries in a bear, and he says, "Hi, honey," and Ted cords it. And the next thing you know, the little girl's opening up a package she got from her dad, and she squeezes the bear and hears his voice and just keeps it with her everywhere. He's gone for quite a long time.
That's good.
And she can see that she's just taking it everywhere she goes. And then the next thing you know, she hears his voice again. So she goes running into the kitchen, and he's there on the computer screen. And that was a real big disappointment for her. So she kind of gets upset and leaves. And the next
How long
thing
is this
know,
commercial?
No,
a minute 38.
And then the next time it's her dad, right?
And then that dad's sitting right there. Yeah.
Oh, God, that'll tear
you
up.
If you search it, the title that I have, it says Duracell Deployed Soldier Commercial Brings Out the Feels.
Yeah.
Because you guys can't call it emotion. You have to call it the feels.
I got a case of the feels.
I thought that was something else.
Just listening to you.
Which will also make me cry. So a battery commercial brought the tears. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
Well, it wasn't so much the commercial as it was the end part. I can care less about the batteries, but I just seen that the disappointment on him whenever she walks in the room, he's on the video and like walks away from him.
I hear
he's
you, man.
Describing it. And
at the end where they meet, that's just, you can't not do it.
You're going to start welling up again right now, aren't you, buddy?
A little bit, maybe.
I'm going to make, during the next commercial set, I'm going to make you boys watch this, and I want to see what happens.
All right, you got
it. And if not, I'm going to punch you straight in the face.
Tom, have a great day. Thanks for being
Let's
on the show.
Let's just skip to option two.
So far, gladly, so far, the only things that make men cry are their weddings or the military.
If you sit down on YouTube and watch those soldiers coming home videos and getting the kids and,
soldiers reunited with their dogs.
All of that.
Yes, tear you up.
That, and then the last one I will throw in is Field of Dreams. Dad, want to have a catch.
Was Patrick Swayze
every time?
Oh, I just burst into tears. So here's the note from Kristen. She writes, "Dom, I am that woman who can't stand a man crying. I know I'm supposed to be sensitive about it, but it just makes me sick. I broke up with the last guy I dated because he would cry at movies. No thanks. I want to be with a man."
Oh, well, she must be a catch.
Kristen.
What a tough cookie she is.
Well, you know, at least she knows what she likes, right? She wants a guy who never shows any emotions.
Man, I loved it when a guy cried over me.
When's the last time that happened?
Friday night.
He cried over you? Like, geographically, he was standing
off me.
That happens sometimes.
Get off me.
She's into that.
Kind of. I just said I was.
Dirty bird.
Yeah.
She was pinching him.
Slap it harder.
Old purple nurple.
She's like,
salty showers. I mean,
what Field of Dreams on in the background?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.